big right tackle, Breno Giacomini. Good to see you, buddy.
How are you?
All right. So the other night, the guys keep on talking about it. Rex mentioned it, too, is that, hey, listen, it is so important for this team to stick up for each other. Can you talk about that a little bit and what happened actually in Cincinnati?
Yeah, you're right. You know, we all need, you know. But, you know, it gets feisty out there sometimes. And if somebody's in a vulnerable position, you know, especially in the O-line, we're going to protect one another. Now, we don't want to go out there and get penalties. That's not how we want to play. That's not how we want to be seen. You know, we want to play within the rules. And on personally mine, I didn't hear the whistle, so I was just covering the ball there, and Willie backed me up. So that's what happened. You know, sometimes that happens, but I got to know that he was touched and he was down, you know, so I got to improve on that. But to go out there and fight the way we did was awesome. I'm not talking about after the whistle. I'm talking about, like, the whole game.
Well, how would you describe your style of play now that we've seen you in action? Yeah. We watched you in Seattle, too. Would you say, listen, I play through the whistle?
Yeah, there's a fine line there. But you're right. You want to play through the whistle as an offensive lineman, you know. It's not because you want to be tough. It's because of the backs that we have. They'll break the tackles. They'll make those 80-yard touchdown runs, you know. And you want to make a touchdown block, so you want to finish a guy. And it's contagious, man. It's not just us. The wide receivers were doing a great job. The tight ends were doing a great job. The backs, everybody was doing, like, everybody felt it. You know what I mean? It was contagious. And we just got to learn how to play smarter, though. You know, keep it going, but play smart.
And just watching you two, though, you and Willie look like long-lost brothers out there. Is that true?
Yeah. We're starting to gel a little bit. You know, starting to get it down. And the more we keep going, the better we'll get. You know, that's the goal. And it's not just me and him though. It's the whole line. You know, the whole O-line room prepares as if we're all starters. And that's the way we want to play. You saw it in the second and third group too.
And last question, you had to be so happy about the way you got the run game on track the other night.
Yes.
Over 160 yards and all. CJ got that workload that he wants. We saw he still got that burst. Bilal Powell was out there popping runs, and even Geno.
Yeah.
And that's something you're familiar with too, because Russell Wilson could do some of the same things with his feet.
Yeah, you're right. You know, it's I wish we could run the ball every play, you know, but we got some great receivers, so we can't. But you're right, man. To get the running game going is great. You know, if you can milk the clock in the fourth quarter with 7 minutes left, and not give them the ball back. And, you know, it's just an awesome thing to have. I mean, that's why I play football, is for the run game. So it was great to see that start. You know, we have a lot of things to clean up, but we'll get better.